Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Hamilton County will be represented by three 4-H members as they head to the Illinois State Fair to participate in the General Project Show. Granger Wilson will be exhibiting his forestry innovation, Shiloh Willis will be exhibiting tech decorating, and Lainey Davis will take her creative writing. We wish them the best of luck on August 8th as they participate at the Illinois State Fair. Hamilton County 4-H Foundation will hold their annual MUM fundraiser. This year, the MUMs are $18 apiece, but they are 28 inches across. Nice, big, beautiful MUMs, and all proceeds help support the Hamilton County 4-H Foundation. Orders can be placed with any 4-H member or at the Extension office through August 29th, and MUMs will be delivered to the 4-H Gift Garden on September 12th for pickup. Colors available this year are red, orange, yellow, white, pink, and purple. So contact the Extension office at 643-3416 if you would like to order some of these MUMs or contact any 4-H member. Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce will hold their quarterly luncheon on August 29th. This will be held at Main Street Diner from noon to 1. The meal will consist of fried chicken or meatloaf, green beans, mashed potatoes and gravy, coffee, tree, and soft drinks. All Hamilton County Chamber members will receive two complimentary tickets, and any non-member will be charged $15 to attend, or any chamber member who wants to send more than two, it will be $15 per plate. The speaker will be the McLeansboro Kiwanis Club, talking about Fall Festival and improvements at Edgar Satterfield Kiwanis Park. Contact the Chamber of Commerce website or any member to reserve your spot. Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce will also hold a Food and Brew Fest planning meeting. Food and Brew has been held annually for the past several years, and there's under new management this year. They hope to have a planning meeting for any of the vendors or anyone interested in making some changes to the way the Brew Fest is run is welcome to attend. This meeting will be held at the Hamilton County Courthouse basement on Monday, August 11th at 6 p.m. So if you're thinking about being a vendor or has been a vendor in the past, or just want to come and find out more about how the Brewfest runs, please plan to attend that meeting. Hamilton County Rotary will hold a golf scramble on August 22nd. This will be 18 holes, cart, lunch, and prizes for $300 per four-person team. Their tee times are available are 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Lunch will be provided with either following your flight or before. If you're interested, contact Leah Bowling at 383-6360 or 643-5427 to sign your team up for the golf scramble. McLeansboro Fall Festival plans are underway for a nice lineup this year for the annual festival. This will kick off on Thursday, September 4th at 5:30 with the Little Miss Fall Festival pageant. The rides will open at 6 p.m. The cultural arts show in the courthouse basement will be open from 6 until 8 p.m., and the stage entertainment will be of the Dale Community Church Chuckwagon Gang, and this will start at 7 p.m. On Friday, September 5th, the carnival rides open at 6 p.m. The cultural arts show will be open in the courthouse basement from 6 until 8 p.m., and the stage entertainment for that evening is John Spicer, which starts at 7. On Saturday, September 6th, the carnival rides will open at 1 o'clock, with the pet parade also at 1 o'clock, followed by the Fall Festival Parade at 6 o'clock. And stage entertainment for that evening starts off with Bias, followed by McBride and the Ride. There'll be lots of food options, as always, and lots of great things to do as you come and visit Fall Festival. Once again, this year, we are still taking entries for the Cultural Arts Show that will be held in the courthouse basement. We have adult and youth categories, and those categories are photography, arts and crafts, paintings and drawings, quilts, storybook quilt challenge, afghans, knitted or crocheted, any other knit or crochet, or all other handiwork. The youth category will be those in high school and younger, and the adult category is post-high school. If you would like to enter anything in the courthouse basement for the Cultural Arts Show, contact the Extension office, and entries will be accepted on September 2nd from noon until 5. This will be a great lineup and a great way to see some of the arts projects done in Hamilton County. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.